Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. We are so grateful to our launch partners, founding partner P&G and Bank of America. Together, we're bringing you something good every day, and it wouldn't be possible without their support. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. As the world adjusts to a global pandemic, which is affecting us in ways we could have never imagined, it would be hard to find anyone who has yet to feel the strain of these difficult times. But still, every day we are seeing and hearing stories of acts of compassion, generosity, and strength of spirit that will help carry us all through this turbulent time. It is that strength of spirit that we've seen even reflected in our listeners, who have shared some of their own accounts of something good happening in their lives. We'd like to share one of those stories with you today, thanks to our thoughtful listener, Jeannie from California. This is a story about how subtle shifts in her outlook have made a big impact in her day-to-day life and the lives of her neighbors in the retirement home in which she lives, while keeping safe from COVID-19. Jeannie reached out to us with an uplifting message we had to share, one that is contrary to most of the news we're hearing about senior care facilities these days, which can be frightening or bleak at times. Instead, Jeannie has shared her overwhelmingly resilient and positive outlook that for her, at 77 years old, life is good in her retirement home, and there are lots of things she's found to be grateful for, even during this pandemic. Listen to Jeannie in her own words.
Where I live, we are social distancing, but having fun in the meantime. Five of us women made 200 cloth face masks for residents to wear. Daily, we are served 3 meals a day in our rooms, like room service on a cruise ship, no extra charge. On Fridays, about 2:30, they arrive with a wine cart for each of us to choose a glass to join in a 3 p.m. toast to making it through another week of shelter in place. I have gotten a quilt repaired and a 182-page scrapbook completed. Both jobs have been put off for way too many years. My daughters Skype me more often so I can visit with my 2-3-year-old granddaughters. Moms are too busy working to do this. I have a string of online friends that I write to daily, and I get great newsletters like the one from Seneca Women, which give me something wonderful to think about.
Jeannie's story is so refreshing in her overwhelming optimism and ability to find levity, even joy, in some of the conditions of social distancing in California. She tries to reframe her experience, seeing the positive in being limited to new ways to visit with her family electronically, and even comparing her daily routine to a cruise ship vacation. These are just some of the ways Jeannie's taking control of her perspective and uses it to guide her to a happier outlook. Jeannie's clearly onto something, and her ability to reframe her experience in a positive light may improve not just her day, but her health and well-being too. Research done by the Mayo Clinic shows that, quote, how you perceive what goes on around you and how you interpret it may have an impact on your longevity, and it could affect the quality of your later years. So here's something good for today. We can all look to Jeannie as a shining example of just how little changes in the way we look at our daily routines can positively shape the way we all move through our day, especially now in the wake of this global pandemic. We can each do our part and try to find a little joy in even the smallest parts of our new routines. Perhaps turn that trip to the coffee pot before you telecommute into a time to call a loved one. Or how about reframing that tedious chore of cooking as an opportunity to recreate an old family recipe? By taking the time to change our outlook on the things we do every day, we too can find some joy in these difficult times. Perhaps this might be the time to create not just new daily habits, but some new mental habits too. And just like Jeannie, move through your day with more positivity. We're so grateful to Bank of America for supporting Here's Something Good, and for supporting organizations across the country who are on the front lines addressing medical response capacity, food insecurity, access to learning, and providing support to vulnerable populations. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.